Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Feal. Batting third, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Don Cardwell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Don Cardwell. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Don Mason. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the right fielder, Bob Burda. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting seventh, the catcher, Dick Dietz. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Feal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball four. Bob Burda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burda hits a fly ball into left field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cardwell. Hunt moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is walked intentionally. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dietz for a passed ball. Boswell moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Boswell moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boswell scores. Grote moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell strikes out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into left field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Feel hits a pop-up towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-1 in the game. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field. Bond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Shamsky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-1 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Feel fields it and throws to first for the out. Mason moves to second. Two outs. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-1 in the game. Berta takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Mason moves to third. Berta moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Mason scores. Berta moves to third. McCovey moves to second. It's Mets, 1, Giants, 1. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cardwell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boswell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietz hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Cardwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lanier for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Perry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. Mason takes first base on ball 4. Perry moves to second. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Perry moves to third. Mason moves to second. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berta hits a pop-up towards third. Feel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Feel hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Dietz and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-2 in the game. Clendenin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Shamsky hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Boswell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds. Boswell reaches second base with a double. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-2 in the game. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boswell scores. It's 2-1, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-2 in the game. Dietz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Mets will come to bat. Don Cardwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardwell strikes out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Agee strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Feel hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 1. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mason strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berta hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Swoboda. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Hunt goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 2, Giants, 2. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-3 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0-for-3 in the game. Shamsky hits a line drive into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Bonds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Rod Gasper now playing left field. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Dietz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietz is 0-for-3 in the game. Dietz takes first base on ball 4. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-3 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dietz moves to second. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell misplays the ball. That's an error on Boswell. Dietz moves to third. Lanier moves to second. Ron Taylor now pitching. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Don Mason. Ken Henderson pinch runs for Dick Dietz. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a pop-up for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Barton now catching. Jim Davenport now playing third base. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-3 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Berta. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grote bunts towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grote for the out. Swoboda moves to third. One out. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Perry, and towards Lanier, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. J.C. Martin pinch hits for Ron Taylor. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Tug McGraw now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Hunt hits a line drive towards third. Feel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Berta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McCovey hits a line drive. McCovey is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Giants 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Feel hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0-for-4 in the game. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Mets. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bonds strikes out. One out. Jim Rayhart pinch hits for Dave Marshall. Jim Rayhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Etheridge pinch hits for Bob Barton. Bobby Etheridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Etheridge hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.